if we really began to wake up every day and ask ourselves, is this really me? Or is this the me out of fear right now?
Hello and welcome along. I am so excited to let you know that I've secured us a 30-minute appointment with one of the world's leading wisdom coaches. This is the Good Glow Podcast with Dr. Shefali. This season, I've teamed up with ReproMed, Ireland's leading fertility clinics. Having been through the process of IVF myself, I understand how daunting and difficult a fertility journey can be. With clinics in Dundrum, Dublin and Rahun in Galway, their world-class team offer the empathy and compassionate care needed to help and support you. Dr. Hans and his team have high levels of success due to their experience and expertise with 120 years combined fertility experience and passion to help their patients grow their family. You can visit ReproMed.ie, which is packed full of information on IVF, egg donation, fertility preservation, and so much more. Thank you so much for tuning in today, wherever you are in the world. I hope you're well. I'm so happy to be with you, keeping you company, whatever you're doing today. And let me tell you really quickly about how this podcast came about. So I was bringing Piper for a walk a couple of months ago and I was listening to Oprah's Super Soul Conversations and I came across a podcast with Dr. Shefali and I started to listen. Halfway through, I stopped. I text Jamie. I was like, we need to find a way to get Dr. Shefali on the Good Glow. Jamie reached out. She said yes. And here we are today. This is such a pinch me moment. Dr. Shefali is one of the world's leading wisdom coaches. She's a clinical psychologist. She's written 3 New York Times bestsellers. And Oprah has called her revolutionary. She really knows her stuff. And it was only when I was editing it this week, because I recorded this podcast before I spoke to Emma Kyo, but I couldn't believe how much of a continuation it is from my podcast with Emma. So all about that relationship with ourself, turning rock bottom moments into gold. So it is the perfect continuation. And thank you, universe, for working it all out this way for me this season. I'm so grateful. And before we get into this incredible conversation full of aha moments, I know that it will definitely make you look at your relationship with yourself and be willing to go on this incredible journey, you know, like Emma did last week, going to Bali, discovering more about herself, becoming her own best friend. Dr. Shefali is actually giving us practical tools on how we can do that, how we can stop speaking to ourselves from a place of fear, and how we can be here now. So it's so exciting. And before we get into it, the September reset is back on September 4th. All new content. All you need is 10 minutes a day. There's hundreds of us doing this challenge together. Why not get involved? Give yourself 10 minutes a day. Clear your path for the last 4 months of the year. If you feel overwhelmed or you're in a fog, you're exhausted after the summer, this can be your fresh start. And one of my favorite reviews from last year was someone who said that they did it every morning in their car before work. So all you need, 1% of your day just for you. Get involved. Join us on this 14-day challenge. And who knows where the September reset will take you next. So you can join over on thegoodglow.ie or through the link in the episode show notes. And for $29.95, you'll get 14 days of coaching, meditations, visualizations, a downloadable journal. And as I said, who knows where it might take you. Dr. Shefali, thank you so much for being with us here today. And I know that you've so many fans in Ireland. We listen to Super Soul Conversations. We've heard your incredible episode. We've read your books and followed your journey. But for people who may not know you, you did have an awakening, like a before and after moment. Can you tell us a little bit about your awakening?
Yes. So I think like many of us, I had many awakenings, and then some of them looked bigger on the outside, but I had many, many smaller awakenings. My spiritual path to look for my authentic self really began in my early 20s. So I left India, came to America. So at 21, I had a pretty big emotional breakthrough where I let go of my past in India. and really got to the bottom of why it was that culture keeps us women steeped in so much fear and playing small. And so I kept working on myself for the next 20 years. I began teaching meditation. And then at 45, I do think that's a risky time for women when they are hit their midlife. I had a huge awakening where I had to make the choice of either staying in my marriage or leaving it. And that was extremely heartbreaking because I never imagined I would be at this juncture of even confronting this choice. You know, like you've talked about, I'm sure your health journey makes you confront choices that we never thought we would confront.
Yeah, absolutely. And what was that time like for you?
I never expected after 25 years to even confront the idea of divorce. I had to really make a choice. Do I be authentic or do I be conforming and stay in my comfort zone? Or do I be authentic and daring, but be very uncomfortable? And I'm so grateful that I had the courage because of all the work I had done to go through that tunnel. And it was so transformative. And I wrote about it in my book, A Radical Awakening, because when we give ourselves the privilege and the opportunity to confront our deepest fears, we not only liberate ourselves from the fears, we begin to live a life that we never imagined was possible. Mm-hmm. Right? I tell women, you have no idea what is waiting for you. You think you are good, but you could be great. And your fears and the tunnel of darkness that will come is so scary to you, but you don't realize that after the tunnel is something so magnificent, an oasis, a heaven, a bliss that is so possible within your reach, but you're just afraid of that tunnel, right? Mm-hmm. It's just that tunnel that is so scary. And we all come to the beginning of the tunnel and we know that going backwards is a cop-out. But because the tunnel, the potential fear is so great that we run back to the status quo. But the tunnel is only dark because we're on the outside of it. Once we start walking, then you begin to see the shadows. Then you begin to realize that you're okay. And then suddenly your eyes get accustomed to the fear, which means your heart gets stronger. And then before you know it, you're out of the tunnel. It's just the start that is so scary. So that's what I teach. That's what I talk about. I empower women and men around the world to enter the tunnel. Like we owe it to ourselves. And if we don't do it willingly, then we get a diagnosis. Then we get a breakup. Then we get a firing from our job, right? Then it'll come from outside. So do you want to do it yourself or do you want it to come from the outside? Because whether we like it or not, the tunnel is coming for all of us.
That is an unbelievable way to explain it. The tunnel. Are you willing to get into the tunnel? Because the tunnel is coming.
Yes.
Why are we ruled by fear? Like, why are we so afraid to upset the external world?
Because from childhood, we have been conditioned by our parents and culture to define ourselves by the outside, by mommy's approval, by daddy's validation, by the teacher's grades, by money in the bank, by how culture says you're beautiful or not. And it's not our fault. We were told that this is how you get your worth. So we began adding all the masks and the labels and, you know, going, am I worthy now? Am I worthy now? Am I worthy now? And apparently there's no end to this. It just keeps going and going and going. But we don't realize. And now we're on this roller coaster and the masks are too thick, too many masks. And before you know it, you married the wrong person and you're in the wrong career waiting for worth. And so our opportunity here is to go on a path of awakening. And that's what I teach. That's what my conferences are about. It's about making an intentional decision to do away with the conditioning. So then what, right? Then who am I without these masks? Well, you have to go on this journey and then find a new way of being. So we're scared because we've identified all our lives by what we were told to identify with, which is other people's opinions, other people's validation. So we were just good students. We were little soldiers waiting for the next command, waiting for the next person to tell us we're good enough. And then when we go through a breaking point in life, and that's why pain is so important in this journey. We hate the pain, but the pain is what cracks the false self. And then you are forced to go, damn it, I'm on my knees, I've hit rock bottom, I have no choice but to find a new way. And so rock bottom moments are really the key in life. If you can alchemize them to gold, right? Mm-hmm. It's up to you to use those rock bottom moments to elevate yourself.
Yes, and to see an opportunity in a rock bottom moment to begin again, I think, instead of thinking it's all over, you can ask yourself, where is this bringing me? But what about women who are living their lives, everything's okay, but there's no rock bottom moment yet? Like, how can they change?
Yeah, there's no rock bottom moment yet, but there is definitely whispers, right? Mm-hmm. There's whispers, and we don't pay attention to the whispers. Then the whispers become, you know, a little bit of a shout, and then the shout will become a roar. There is no escaping the fact that all of us, every single one of us, has been conditioned in an inauthentic way. There is just nobody on earth who was born and who has lived in this crazy world who isn't deeply conditioned. We're conditioned by religion. We're conditioned by education. We're conditioned by the idea of love, by the idea of beauty, by the idea of monogamy, marriage, all these indoctrinations that make us feel so claustrophobic. And then we raise our children to be the same sheep to the slaughterhouse. So we're all just herded, and we just are not paying attention. We're not paying attention. If we really began to wake up every day and ask ourselves, is this really me, or is this the me out of fear right now? You know, I did an experiment when I was going through my divorce to not talk until I was sure it wasn't out of fear or the desire for approval, for validation or praise. And I was shocked. I was shocked at how literally almost everything out of my mouth was out of fear, needing approval, needing validation, needing praise. And I was like, wow, is anything not out of fear or a need? And I barely had anything truly authentic. And if you just ask that question, you'll begin to hear the whispers. The whispers are whispering. We just buried the whispers under our busy, distracted lives and our addictions. We're so scared to sit quiet and silent. And real courage takes solitude. And that's why breaking points are so amazing, because they just stupefy you, right? Great grief just shuts you up, and you're forced to not be on your roller coaster. And that's why COVID was, in a way, such an amazing opportunity for people to become quiet, to go back home. And people were upset that depression rose, anxiety rose, divorce rates escalated, alcoholism escalated, because we didn't know how to sit with ourselves. And this is what I teach. This is what I teach in my conferences, my summits, my workshops, is how to return to the self so that you can begin to pave a new authentic being out of your reality.
Wow, that is unbelievable. And when you say there that you stopped yourself speaking from fear, how do you know what is fear and what isn't?
Yeah, when you begin to really tune into yourself, to your body. And so say you ask me right now, Dr. Shefali, can you come to Ireland right now and you know, work for me for 16 days? Okay, so my instinct, right? I have to tap into what is my instinct. And if I say no too fast, or I say yes too fast, guaranteed it's out of a reaction, not out of a conscious response. So if I said no too fast, I should go in, tap into my body and say, ask myself, examine, where is the constriction? Am I in fear? Am I having chest pain? Where is the fear coming? My stomach will talk to me, my chest will talk to me. And the same for if I said yes too fast. And the real decision can only be made after I go even deeper to sit with it for a few days. And when I have no more constriction within me, no more palpitations, no more tension, the body will tell you. And there's complete fluidity and flow and joy and excitement. That's then you go, aha, now I am in the right flow. Now I'm in the right direction. Now let me begin to explore this further. But most of us don't do this inner work of checking in with the body, tuning into our deepest knowing, asking our deepest selves, is this really me? Like doing the work. That's what doing the work is. And then when we've done the work for many years, then our true self is right there, you see? And we know when we are in true self or false self. For example, now, because I'm so in touch with my true and false self, I can tell right away when I'm faking it, when I'm in fear, right away, because the signals are so clear. So most of us who are just starting this journey need to do this work so that they can begin to realize their own inner GPS, so to speak. And they'll begin to know, this is my false self. This is my true self. This is my false self. This is my true self. But we are never taught how to do this. In school, we should be taught how to do this.
And like when I look at you, so when I started to do inner work on my inner world, I started to look different on the outside. And I feel like now I can look in the mirror and I know when I'm burnt out, when I'm not treating myself with the respect that I should be. But when I look at you, I see someone who is, you literally glow from the inside out. Like what do you do every day in order to just feel well?
Well, the most important thing I do, I think, which I see most people don't do.
Just a short break to thank ReproMed for supporting the Good Glow again this season. A fertility journey is so personal and ReproMed pride themselves in taking compassionate interest in your care. Having spent time with the team, I know they will provide you with everything you need to know about treatment options in a safe, supportive and honest environment. ReproMed has invested significantly in the past 3 years in their state-of-the-art laboratory to give their patients the best chance of success and are trusted and recommended by maternity hospitals and GPs throughout Ireland. Visit ReproMed.ie for more.
Is I really, really accept myself. I find myself hilarious, you know, like all, even my ego. I love my false self. I laugh at my false self. I can see it doing its machinations and its sneakiness. And I have great compassion for my false self. You understand that? That is the key. So I can call it, I can see it, and I can love it, and then I can tame it. So when I can do all this, it quietens down, and then I'm back in my true self. So the more in my true self I am, the more loving I am to myself, the more loving I am to others, and I don't have time to waste. Right? I see the beauty of the present moment so much that I can pretty much stay in alignment. And when I go off the wagon, say I must, you know, say I can see myself needing to bitch and complain and drink some alcohol, and which I know is not good for me, I can allow it and then tame it and love it and come back. Right? So I can do this for myself with such compassion that I have no burden on my shoulder. You know, it's just, I can be light and then I can share light. But this is the work I have to do though. You know, I make it sound easy, but I've been doing this for 25 years. And there is a way. There is a way. That's the most beautiful thing, that there is a way, but people have to be willing to come learn. I had to learn it and now I teach it. So if people come, I'll teach you and then you can teach others. But you have to be willing to come on the path.
Yeah, it's like a willingness to be curious about the world and not keep yourself small, which is a huge part. I think from my before life, I kept myself small. I thought I knew it all. But as soon as I became, you know, sitting in my chemotherapy chair, becoming curious about the world, my world just got bigger and bigger and bigger. But for people who are in relationships and are married and want to continue to stay married, obviously, life is so tough. What do you think in the modern day world our biggest mistakes are in relationships nowadays?
Well, the biggest mistake in a relationship is that you think you need one. We start off wrong, that we need a relationship. We need to become parents. We need to be married. That is the first mistake we make. The second mistake we make is that we believe that the relationship with the others are the primary relationships. But really, it's the mistake is that the relationship we need is the one with ourselves. And if that one is faulty, then the others on the outside will be faulty, right? When I entered my marriage at the age of 21, I didn't know what I'm teaching you right now. So it was two lost souls, like all relationships in their 20s begin. And they're looking to complete each other. They're looking for mommy and daddy on the outside. And so we did that. And that's the beauty of that relationship. I don't regret it at all. And then you elevate and you evolve, hopefully, into realizing that now I'm filling myself and I need to be with people who fill themselves. And then you go look, you begin to vibrate at that level. And then those people come into your lives. So it is possible to change your relationships, but again, it can only happen when you begin to change your own relationship with yourself.
Yeah, it's so interesting because I think we look to, or like I lived so much in my external world, you know, what other people thought of me, you know, how hard I was working, if I was getting the promotion, and the thoughts of spending time with myself was like my worst nightmare. To sit in silence. But, you know, as we know, you know, the biggest breakthroughs you have in your life come from sitting in silence and just being with yourself.
Yes. So that this is the technique, and people think it's woo-woo. They don't realize this is the secret sauce, what we're talking about right now. And if you can apply what I'm talking about in your day-to-day life, this is the secret sauce to greater wealth, to greater connection, to deeper bonds, to better relationships, to better purpose. But people are missing this step. And that's why when you talk to me or I talk to you, we're immediately inspired because you and I are living a more inspired life. But people can all access such a life. But it's not because you and I are lucky. It's because you and I are applying these principles on a daily basis. And that's what I teach people how to do. What are the principles, how to apply them, and then how to manifest your greatest life.
Yeah, and you speak about manifesting. And I think when it's explained properly, people say, oh, I understand it now. And so you believe in manifesting.
Well, I believe that manifesting should get a bad rap because people have talked about it in a mystical way and a woo way. But what I mean by manifesting is really deep, intentional, and conscious action. Right, that is what manifestation is. It's nothing woo-woo. It's nothing magical. It's bloody deep, intentional, conscious work, and the implementation of certain principles. It's using the principles of wisdom in a very intentional, direct, action-oriented way. There is no manifestation through simply thinking. It is thought, belief, emotion, action. Right, it's four things that you have to do it on a daily basis. And you have to break down at each level what it is so that you can change your life.
Thank you for explaining that, because I like those four pillars. That's useful to keep in mind, I suppose, when talking about manifesting. And in your life, is it all work? Like, I know that you have a daughter and you live in such a busy city. Are you able to take time for yourself?
Yeah, right now talking to you is an example. I'm taking time for myself. We're nourishing each other, right? So the work that we do is so self-nourishing you know, it's not really work. It's self-fulfilling. But yes, I do also take a lot of relaxing time, a lot of relaxing time. I relax a lot. I don't feel guilty about it. I nourish myself through reading, a lot of travel, a lot of lying under the sun, because that's the way I feed myself. That's the way I enter the present moment. That's the way I have playfulness in my life and humor. And then when I quote unquote produce, I produce at a high level. But I don't look at any of my work as work, really. I make sure that I see the beauty of it and tap into it so that it doesn't suck me dry. If I'm giving people, I don't look at it as giving. I look at it as receiving. This conversation with you, I look at it as me getting gifts, not you, or equally you. So I make sure that I only do things. I'm lucky now to have created a life that I only do things. I can say I literally only do things that I love. I'm with people that I love. I don't waste a moment on things I don't love anymore. But it took me time to get here. I shouldn't make it sound like I'm privileged and it just was a blessing. I worked hard to get here. And now I'm very intentionally curating my life on a daily basis to involve and invite things that give me great joy. And the more joy I have, the more creative I am, the more spontaneous I am, the more playful, and the more I can share and teach. So I'm very, very blessed to have done the work to come to this place. But so can other people if they're willing to do the work.
Yeah, that's very inspiring. And I can feel that, you know, coming from you. I believe everything you're saying. It's so authentic and real and inspiring. And I am inspired so much by this conversation. If a woman wants to do the work, and I'm sure that you go into detail in your courses and obviously through your books, where could we start if somebody is listening and they feel burnt out, stressed? It's been a summer of rain in Ireland. It's been hard times for people. Where could we start? Like, what one thing could we do for ourselves?
Well, the first thing is you have to take an action. Right. So now you're realizing that, hey, I like what this lady's saying. I like this talk. I need to take an action. So they can go to my website. I have free teachings, so many free teachings. Right. So depending on where you want to start, there are plenty of resources out there. They can just listen to me on Instagram. They can listen to somebody else on Instagram. But you have to take an action and you have to dedicate yourself to it on a daily basis so that it grows within you. And you have to take a leap, shed everything behind and say, I'm taking a leap of faith for 3-4 days. Nothing changes without an immersive experience. Every meditation retreat, every growth retreat requires you to leave and come to a new place where you're out of your comfort zone. You immerse yourself and give yourself the opportunity to change. And so I have things at every level, depending on where people are.
Okay. And it's interesting there because I get messages from women all the time to say, I feel like I've grown apart from the friends that I've had since I was a child or a teenager, early 20s. I want to find my tribe, but I don't know where to go. I don't know where to turn.
Yes. So and I felt the same way around 7 years ago. And that's why I created my own tribe. I said, you know what? I want people who talk like me and think like me. So I'm just going to create it. So I created this summit called Evolve. It's 4 days. 3 days are mandatory if you buy the ticket. I mean, nothing is mandatory. And one day is an extra deep spiritual day. So it's 4 days. And I created it for myself. I said, you know what? I'm going to begin to talk to women in my way so that they learn this language. And then they talk back to me. So that I have friends and I meet this whole community. It's global, it's beautiful, and it's all wisdom seekers who are willing to confront their pain, confront their conditioning, and grow together and support each other. So I hope you come. I hope your community comes because it's really special. I have women from Japan, Turkey, Afghanistan, all over the world coming because like you and I, we have all felt this loneliness. And we have wanted to meet a tribe of women who are willing to uplift each other, who are truly willing to call themselves on their bullshit and grow.
I love that. And I love the way the world is so big, but yet the world is so small. And, you know, just to go on an adventure like that and go and find yourself is just amazing. I'm going to leave you with one last question. And I have courses here in Ireland as well. And one of the questions that I asked on one of my courses last year was for women to ask themselves, who am I without my partner, without my kids, without my friends, without my job, my stuff? Who am I? And it was only last week, and I get a message once a month, I would say, from a woman to say, Georgie, I've never forgot you asking that question, like, who am I? I don't know. And I always say, it's okay if you don't know. The fact that you're curious about it is the first step. And what do women do if they have no idea of their identity outside everyone around them?
Well, they are at the right place. They're not supposed to know who they are without the identity. They're supposed to go to school, go on a journey to find that. It is not a question that can be answered. The question is the start of the quest. And now they have to go on a quest. They just asking who am I doesn't mean the answer is going to drop. The answer is an evolution. You have to evolve into the next iteration of yourself, the next version. So the question is essential, but it's just, you have to keep asking it. And then through the keeping on asking, the answers emerge. And you have to lean into the question, not look for the answer. You have to just keep the question alive. And by keeping the question alive, the answer comes.
Yes.
It's an evolution. It's leaning into the question. But that's a whole new way of living. Constantly asking that question and keeping it alive in every moment. Who am I right now? That is where the answer is, in the asking.
Oh, I love that. Wow, that is so insightful. That is amazing. And ask yourself every day, who am I today? And who can I be? And who can I evolve and become?
Yeah. And the willingness to stay in the unknown of the non-answer is an aliveness that comes to you. I don't know. Because the I that is without the labels is an ever-flowing, ever-changing I. So it's like, oh, you're living on the edge of the, who am I? Yeah, I don't know. Because it's a newness. It's a moment-by-moment presence. And that's who you are, really. If you had to give it a word, you are presence. But presence has no answer. It's just it's just present. It's here right now. And that's really, I teach people how to live in this new way, which is not taught to us in schools, which people don't know can exist. And it's the cutting edge of true wisdom and learning to live there. And people don't know about this. And it's a whole new way of living. It's a new language. It's out of the box. It's an aliveness that I expose people to that they had within themselves that they didn't know.
Oh my God, every word that you say is just deeply resonating with me today. I don't know what it is, but I feel like I really needed to have this conversation. Thank you so much. I won't keep you any longer. I just wanted to finish by asking you, is there a mantra or an affirmation? I'm sure it's always changing for you, but one that's resonating with you at the moment.
Yeah, actually, I have the same one forever. Yeah, it's very simple. It's just be here now, right? So I keep, whenever my mind is spinning and I'm going backwards and forwards and into that person's life and to my child's life and into my partner's life, I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm not there. I'm not in their brain, her brain, you know, in tomorrow's brain, in yesterday's brain. I'm here now. And it just brings me back to me, to my lane, to my moment, to my body, and then I start again, right? We're so easily consumed by everybody else's brain and life story and what their opinion is that we lose touch of who we are. And that's the only thing we need to manage. Just come back to yourself.
Thank you so much. I am so inspired by you for everything the gift you have given us all today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. And if you did enjoy my episode with Dr. Shefali, please make sure to send that on to one of your soul sisters or someone who you think might enjoy that conversation. So if you've come out of that podcast and you feel like you want to change things up a little, if you want to plant that seed of growth and see where it might take you, why not join us for the September reset? 10 minutes a day just for you with coaching sessions, meditations and more. You can head over to thegoodglow.ie to sign up or through our episode show notes. Thanks a million to ReproMed once again for supporting The Good Glow, and I'll see you next week.